to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Our final four segments of the Paracast. We're talking with Timothy Good, who has been a professional musician, a violinist, working with very famous artists, written some UFO-related books, the most recent of which is called Earth, an Alien Enterprise. Tim, you were asked a rather involved question from one of our regular listeners and posters, Ufology. We all call him by his real name, Randall. What's your response?
Well, I think he asked me, could you repeat his question again for me?
Well, basically, it's where you draw the line of acceptance from some of the stories that you've been told versus what you personally believe to be true. And how do you draw that line?
It depends. It's essential to meet witnesses, and I draw the line sometimes extremely rapidly. After 5 minutes interviewing witnesses who are making various claims, there are a lot of charlatans out there, as I'm sure you all accept. And even identifying unidentified objects, I mean, it's so easy to mistake all sorts of objects we see in the sky for genuine flying saucers and spaceships and things. But it has been done, and I'm convinced that many photographs that have been taken are absolutely legitimate. It's sometimes extremely frustrating getting the proof for a lot of these claims, and a lot of claimants, unfortunately, they either exaggerate or they want to make themselves famous, or I don't know. But there are a lot of charlatans in this business, unfortunately. Probably less so nowadays than in the early days, but they're still around.
Well, I'll say. Are you familiar with a YouTube show by these two twin brothers that boasts all this footage that's supposedly real and touted as real, which obviously is character generation, Photoshop, After Effects, those sorts of desktop video artifact creation.
Well, there's a lot of that. I mean, you can do anything now. I mean, anything can be fabricated nowadays, can't it?
So what's your litmus test for accepting particular evidence as real?
You'd need to be qualified. I mean, you need people, for example, to study individual negatives or slides or whatever it is, video material. There's just so much nonsense, but with Photoshop, anything can get by, and people will find it very, very convincing. Unfortunately, that's the way things have moved now.
Well, why do you think people are generally so gullible, and they don't have
they're not
the powers
necessarily
of the
gullible.
Sun?
They just want to make people look stupid by believing them. That comes into it a lot, I think.
Well, I think there's a lot of very undiscriminating, not up to speed folks out there that'll believe anything that comes down the pike that fits into their preconceived notions.
Yeah.
Because a lot of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's some more questions. This one comes from Vesvi High Folk, who's now joined the 1000 Post Club here at forum.theparacast.com. And he wants to know what you consider to be the best case for alien visitation. Now, we were discussing this case in Italy. Are there any others that really impress you more than others?
Well, there was a case dating back to 1963 when a dear friend of mine, a lady, was doing a survey, a market research survey in not Sheffield, but not far from Sheffield in central England, in a rather a beautiful remote type park area, lots of hills around and rocks and stuff. And she got some food, and she was just sitting out and waiting outside from her car and having a sandwich and stuff. And suddenly she saw this flying saucer actually land below her. Landed, and somebody got out, and as somebody got out of the craft, a human-looking person got out of the craft, another guy drew up in a car and came running down into the valley, and they greeted each other, and the guy from the spacecraft turned around and waved at the ship. The ship took off at very, very high speed, and then they went in a car, and it turned out to cut a long story short, but my friend actually found out where they'd gone back to the house. She was invited in, and one of the guys said that he was from elsewhere, gave her a lot of information, and she befriended him over a long period. There were two of them she got to know. And this is a very down-to-earth lady. You know, market research was her speciality. Very cynical about life in general at the time. And the meetings went on. She had many meetings with them, with other people present. She learnt a great deal of information about these particular very human-appearing aliens. And they gave her, a lot of information. And that was one of the more convincing cases. But I knew her for years. Unfortunately, I didn't see any of her aliens, but she was very, very convincing.
Did John Altshuler ever tell you about attending a conference, a UFO conference in the early 90s, maybe 89 or 90, down in Miami, if I remember. And by the time he got there late. Evidently, they had run out of rooms. So a guy who was there checking in said, I'd be happy to share my room with you. So John shared a room with this guy. He really didn't have any options at that hotel. And he claims that at one point, I think, either was it at night or in the morning, he was asleep and he woke up and he happened to look and he could see the guy through the bathroom door putting in human-looking contacts. And he turned and looked at John, who was still lying in bed, and he had vertical slit pupils. And John,
this is not the TV show V, is it?
No, John said that he never got out of a place. He didn't attend the conference. He did not pass go. He did not collect $200. He got the heck out of Dodge.
He never told me that. I wish he told me that.
Yeah, he said that was the weirdest experience he ever personally had in his life. That was the one that
interesting
that took the cake. I've run into some aliens too here in Arizona, but they're all just of Hispanic heritage. I don't tend to run into the off-planet types. Well, that leads me to a question, Tim. What do you think about the work of Henry Stevens, Joseph Farrell, people who have done quite a bit of digging into the state-of-the-art of human technology, going all the way back to the Germans in the 20s and 30s? Do you place any sort of credence in...
I don't know. Tell me those names again. They're not familiar to me.
Well, Henry Stevens, of course, who wrote about and Rinaldo, who wrote about Nazi flying saucers, and Joseph Farrell, who has written quite a number of books looking at the financial records of certain people involved with Operation Paperclip and,
mm-hmm.
you know, Reinhard Galen and others.
Yeah.
Do you put any sort of stock in the United States and the Allies appropriating exotic technology at the end of World War II? Do you have any?
Oh, yes. I think the Germans were in on it quite early, myself. I think there's a lot of evidence for that.
Uh-huh. Have you ever really dug into the Nazi saucer man-made technology?
No. I've got several books on it, but I have not gone into it in great depth. I'm suspicious of quite a few books that I have read.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows?
Yeah, because I've always thought that Vallée, really, Jacques Vallée, of course, was on the right track by mentioning that this is a really fertile ground and a very, very the high potential for societal manipulation with the flying saucer images and information about aliens. How can the average person wade through the morass of this field without the kind of education the three of us have in the field and really make sense of all this?
With difficulty is the answer to that.
The short answer is you don't.
Now, in case you're wondering how to ask questions of our guests, it's very simple. Whenever we book a guest far enough in advance for it to make sense, we post something in the question bank located at forum.theparacast.com. That's forum.theparacast.com. Our guest is Timothy Good, joining us for the second time over the years on the Paracast. And that means with Gene and Chris, you must be in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Chris is not bringing out his inner gray there, but I wanted to ask you, Timothy Good, in all your research, you say that we have several alien races visiting us. From where? Where do they come from?
That's a good question. I have a feeling that some of them actually come from this planet and that they've had bases on here for a very, very long time. Others quite obviously come from elsewhere, either on moons of various planets in our solar system or even maybe on some of the planets. We don't know everything. I don't think we're told everything. For example, some have suggested, Paul LaViolette, for example, has written an excellent book, and he suggests that NASA is the cover for United States Air Force Space Command. And in one of his books, he's written that a lot of these craft are actually the United States Air Force Space Command has its own fleet of transporter craft, all sorts of things, and that they've been going to and from the moon for decades. So a lot of what we're told isn't actually factually accurate.
Okay, so you're talking about the so-called secret space program, that NASA is the public relations arm. It does a few half-hearted efforts, and then the real thing is happening behind the scenes.
Yes, precisely.
Okay, so we've gone to the moon. Is this an alien craft that we've gotten from E.T.?
I don't know, but so certainly United States Air Force Space Command have shuttle fleets going to and from the moon and perhaps further afield. According to Paul LaViolette, who's a physicist, he's written a very good book.
Where are they taking off from? Is there a base on Earth that they take off
from? Apparently they have a base in the mid-Pacific, U.S. Air Force Space Command.
This is not something that we could readily prove.
I think it might be difficult.
You can spend a lot of time on Google Earth looking at the bottom, because they have Google Earth under the ocean now, I believe, don't they?
I honestly don't know, but that would be fascinating.
Okay, so you're talking here, Tim Good, about the fact that some of these alien beings have been here for an awful long time, but they're still not from here. Is that correct?
Did you say they're still not from here? Did you say I missed what you were saying?
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. You're saying that some of these visitors have been here for a long time.
Correct.
So when we see them, they're not coming from another world to us. They already have bases here.
Well, I would say both. I think they certainly do have bases here already, but they're coming and going. And from what I gather, space flight in their types of craft is virtually instantaneous. Phenomenal technology.
You mean like warp drive?
Whatever.
Wormholes.
I know nothing about wormholes, but maybe they make use of them. I don't know.
Or they use stargates. That's instantaneous.
I don't know.
But you never consider the possibility that there is some sort of breakaway civilization or another race of people who are from Earth as much as we are.
Mm-hmm.
They have developed an advanced technology, but for whatever reason, except at higher levels, they never communicate with us at all.
Well, it's not always at high levels. I mean, in the Amicizia case, which I've written about, it's a very, very complex scenario, the whole thing about the Italian Amicizia case. But, I mean, it goes back to the 1950s. And even in more recent years, there's still some sort of activity going on with these guys who are communicating with dozens of people from all walks of life in Italy and in other countries, apparently.
Yeah. Well, if you're talking about an entire space fleet, then there's a chance that what Gary McKinnon stumbled on back in the 90s may actually be real information.
Yeah, He's a friend. I respect what he says. And he saw, as you know, something that looked like a huge mothership on a screen, one of the screens that he hacked into.
Yeah, all with a 64, a Commodore 64 and a dial-up modem, if I remember correctly.
Yes. So he found out quite a lot of information.
Well, why you, Timothy Good? Why are you somehow attracting these sources and cultivating relationships with people that are in the classified world and claim to have this this quite amazing stories and knowledge? What do you think has happened in your professional life that has allowed these people the motivation and the trust to come forward and speak with you, other than the people that you've known for quite some time that you mentioned earlier these news sources that come out every now and then. What is it about you? Is it something that you could put in a bottle and give workshops?
I love people
to come to me and say these things.
No. It's not unique, and it's very occasional. You know, I don't get these tidbits of information every day. Years can go by before I get anything that's really helpful. Just a hint here and there.
Yeah.
So I don't know everything that's going on by any means.
Well, here's one that I know that you have dug into, and this involves the claim that Dwight Eisenhower allegedly met with aliens at Holloman Air Force Base. And this question comes from SRL, who is one of our posters at forum.theparacast.com. Mm-hmm. He goes, Mr. Good, can you offer any insight as to the physical description of the aliens that Eisenhower met at Holloman or at Edwards Air Force Base?
Information has been given in other. This is in 1955 at Holloman Air Force Base. Originally, this was at the height of the war of words with the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union was starting to explode hydrogen bombs, and so were the Americans. And everything was in a dire state. At which time, Eisenhower said he needed a holiday and he was going quail hunting in Georgia. In fact, that was the cover story for he did go to Georgia, but pretty soon he went back into Air Force One and he was taken to Holloman for an arranged meeting with an extraterrestrial or several. I don't know. No information has been forthcoming about what he learned, and no photographs have been released at any rate, but he did enter into their craft. And I think he was there for some 30 minutes, and he was given a lot of information. And we don't know more than that. But a lot of people did actually witness the alien vehicle when it landed and when it took off. A lot of military guys at Holloman did witness that. That was in 1955. In 1954, Eisenhower had at least two meetings at what was then called Muroc Airfield, Edwards Air Force Base now. And on another occasion, Eisenhower had three meetings in 1954 at two Air Force bases.
We'll go into more of meetings by presidents with
yes.
them.
Okay.
With Timothy Good, I got to do the break. Timothy Good okay. joins Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, can we prove that President Eisenhower, as has been rumored, met up with E.T. on three occasions, is it?
I'm aware of three occasions. It's quite possible there were others, but I don't know more than that.
So are these the good ETs or the bad ETs? We hope the good ones.
I don't know. I would think the good ones, because nothing harmful came off from the meetings, as far as I know.
Yeah, I think they were described as the big nose orange guys or something.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
They had wrinkled foreheads,
no
large noses.
No description has been forthcoming.
Huh. Aren't you glad that that's a horrible pun? That we still have a few more questions from our listeners to ask, Chris?
Sure.
Well, this one again comes from Randall up in Calgary, and I think he's fascinated by your esteemed career as a musician, and he wants to know if you've ever had the opportunity to discuss UFOs with other musicians, and if so, can you share any stories and tell us what high point for you was in your musical career, is a follow-up question.
Honestly, I wouldn't know where to start. I mean, I've discussed my own experiences with those who are interested, and I've discussed the subject in general with people. But
Robbie Williams has been out there alien sleuthing. Of course, Reg Presley for many years was interested in the subject in crop circles as well. We had Colin Andrews on just a number of weeks ago, and he spoke very, very fondly of.
Is he still living in the East Coast?
Yes, he is. He's in Connecticut, correct?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and doing well. He sounded good. Always liked Colin. It was my first chance to really talk with him at length. But he did mention that there have been musicians, I think David Bowie, John Lennon, others, the Moody Blues, Justin Hayward, I think, claimed to have had sightings. There have been a number of English musicians over the years that have claimed this. Have you ever had a chance to talk to any of these guys?
I haven't really, no, because nothing really dramatically interesting. I mean, Reg Presley I got to know. So he was a nice guy. I can't even recall if he had any experiences himself, but he's very interested in the crop field circles and things like that.
He wrote a book about it some years back. I don't know how well it sold. He died a few years ago, as you know. But also, when we talk about show business people, and obviously John Lennon had seen a UFO with his then-girlfriend May Pang, whom he dated between marrying Yoko Ono, breaking up with her briefly, and then getting back together with her. We understand, like, Tommy James of Tommy James and the Shondells was very interested in UFOs. And what was the name of that fellow? I can't think of his name. Worked with a hard rock band.
Oh, right. Just a couple of weeks ago, some guy came forward, some musician claimed he was abducted out in the desert or something.
Sammy Hagar was abducted. He worked briefly.
Never heard of him. Sorry.
You never heard of Sammy Hagar?
No.
Ah, he replaced David Lee Roth in a certain rock and roll band.
Okay.
So you never heard of him? Yeah, he's one of these. I mean, I couldn't recognize a Sammy Hagar recording at all.
Yeah, I do. I don't like to drive 55. Yeah, that was his one major hit as a solo artist, but he was in the rock band Tim Van Halen. He became the singer during the 90s and came out. Well, he's come out with a couple of things. He's come out with a very good tequila called Cabo Wabo. And he also came out of the closet and claimed a couple of years back that he had had an up-close and personal abduction experience. And he's serious about it. You know, people, of course, thought maybe he was just having fun with it. But he said, no, I'm serious. This really happened to me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it happens to all sorts of people in all walks of life. I just wish it would happen to James Randi or Joe Nickel or one of those guys. All of a sudden wake up, you know, have a sore butt, weird memories, have to go get hypnotically regressed. Man, I would love to see that.
What about you guys? Have you not had any experiences like that?
I did when I was 7. It changed my life when I was a little kid. I had an up close and personal encounter experience. There was no communication, no, you know, paralysis or anything like that. But it forever irrevocably altered my reality view.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way. And for many, many years, I was a closet UFO buff, embarrassed to admit it. I had, you know, bought dozens and dozens of books, started reading UFO books at a very, very young age. Frank Edwards, Valet, John Keel, of course, Donald Keough and Adamski and all the classics from the 50s. I got my hands on at one point or another. I have quite a collection of first editions from going all the way back to 1950. It's changed my life, but they've never come back for a visit to my knowledge. It's like, hey, you know, you show up, you freak me out. And then that's it. I guess maybe I didn't pass the audition or something. I don't know. Other than that, I've seen dozens of sightings in the San Luis Valley. Sometimes I'd see several in one night. But ever since I moved here to Arizona, my sighting experiences I can count them on one hand. I've only had three good ones. We all see lights in the sky that we can't explain. Even trained observers, people that should know better, occasionally will see something that doesn't conform to their level of training and awareness. Of course, I've had many of those, but the ones I like are the up close and personal daylight sightings. Those are the ones that really I think have the most scientific data that we can glean from them. I'm trying to put together a 24/7 high-def surveillance camera setup around the San Luis Valley. We're about ready to get the amount of bandwidth we need to operate this thing on the internet. 7 cameras on cell towers. And when we had the first startup of the test of the first camera, we had 2 humanoid forms fly at about 30 miles from the camera, but all the way out at 36 power optical zoom. 2 humanoid forms flew right across the western side of the Great Sand Dunes out there. And,
you mean like Superman, humanoids flying in the air?
Well, they were like sitting there.
I've got a couple of cases in my new book. I think Mexico, offhand, I think in Mexico.
There's been quite a number down there over the years.
Yeah.
And some pretty interesting video footage, if it's not balloons.
Yes, I've seen some of them. I mean, it just looks like a guy flying through the air, you know?
Yeah. These were like seated-type figures with their legs
down. That's right. Yeah.
With large, what looks like some sort of hardware on their back, like a giant backpack like an astronaut would wear.
Yeah.
You know, this is fascinating that all this stuff happens to Chris with me. Maybe I had a UFO sighting in the 60s, maybe, but it wasn't specific enough.
Location.
I was always in the wrong location, my friend, but, well, except for that one instance where back in the late 1960s, I saw something in the sky, a light, made a rapid maneuver, then it disappeared, and that's all I can say. In our discussion last week with David Roundtree, he was talking about UFOs being dangerous to your health. I guess to some degree he'd be talking like the Cash Landrum episode from 1980 where Betty Cash suffered some severe symptoms that may have smacked of possible radiation poisoning or something similar. And, of course, John Burroughs from the Rendlesham case, when he appeared on the Paracast, he talked about touching a landed UFO and things weren't quite the same after that. So the question I would ask, and this is one that we'll have to pursue to the next segment of our show, the final segment, and that is Timothy Good. In all of your investigation of UFOs, and we talk here about possible hostile alien beings, but the key question here is whether UFOs are dangerous to your health, whether getting in close proximity could cause possible ill effects like radiation poisoning. You'll have that answer in our next segment with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast. Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
So, should we give a health warning with UFOs? Certainly, our guest last week, David Roundtree, suggested the very same. With Gene and Chris, we have Timothy Good, and I'm going to ask you that question. UFOs. Dangerous for your health? We should stay away from them? What?
I think it depends. I think the Cash Landrum case of December 1980, I think it was, definitely Betty Cash was irradiated from it. I mean, to me, that was an American craft, nuclear-powered craft, which obviously got into trouble, and it was being escorted by, I think, 33 Chinook helicopters, and it was losing height rapidly, and then they were trying to regain height and everything, and it was it clearly irradiated the people. And Betty Cash and two other passengers, because she got out of the car, she looked up, she suffered more radiation than others. But I myself think that craft was an American craft. Generally speaking, there are no harmful effects from the more conventional alien spacecraft, if you like. But there have been people who have been irradiated by something, or they've done something wrong in climbing on board the craft, because some people have been sort of electrocuted, not to the point of decease, obviously, but some people have been injured occasionally, very rare occasions, climbing on board these craft. But generally speaking, there's nothing harmful about them.
Yeah, unless you're running underneath it like Travis Walton tried to do and he got zapped. Other than that, it's pretty rare, though. It's pretty rare.
Yeah.
You don't really hear too much about, the Michelac case in Canada was a case
Michelac,
where there appeared to be some residual radiation effects. And the French case of Dr. X that Ballet talked about had some interesting physical effects from a close proximity encounter.
Yes.
And there have been others, but for the most part, you know, they're kind and cuddly, and they don't want to do us harm. I just wish they'd ask to be taken to our leader and maybe read him the Riot Act or something, or maybe get taken to the head of the Joint Chiefs and read them the Riot Act.
I think there have been meetings, I think, with the Joint Chiefs and others in the military. It's essentially a military problem.
This leads us to the biggest question of all, which is, all right, we have your books, your theories about possible really, really hostile aliens and doing us harm. How do we end up proving any of this? Because we can all write books, and you just happen to do it better than a lot of people. And you can accumulate a lot of stories. But how do we prove this is so? Because this has got to be the most important information of the ages, that human civilization is going to change big time unless we do something right away.
Well, sure. I mean, unless we get some sort of major announcement that it's all real, I don't know. But as far as individuals are concerned, most people do not have the chance to have a close encounter of the third kind or whatever, fourth kind or whatever. So I don't know. I don't really have an answer to that question.
Well, the key is here, of course, that I know that when this show is broadcast, a number of our listeners are going to say, well, this guy's just telling a lot of really fanciful stories, and that's fine, and that's dandy, but he can't prove any of it. So how do we prove it? It's got to be important to prove, because we've been playing around in this UFO game for many years, you and I. Chris, mm-hmm. a few less years, but not that many less. And a lot of us aren't as young as we used to be. Is this going to be solved in our lifetimes or what?
I don't know. I would think it's already been solved as far as the military is concerned, because they have had communications and they've replicated the technology, and the technology has been given to us. Now, a lot of our guys are flying these things.
But we're not going to other star systems, are we?
I don't know. I honestly haven't the faintest idea.
No. Serpo. We got to get Ken Caston on, Len Caston on the show. Talk about Serpo.
You know, yeah, got to be good. I'm fascinated by some of the statements that have been made over the years. You know, for example, Ben Rich. This is what he said in 1993. 1993, this was at during a presentation to the Engineering Alumni Association at University of California in L.A., of which Ben Rich was an alumnus, back in March of 1993. This is what he said, and it's on record. We already have the means to travel among the stars, but these technologies are locked up in black projects, and it would take an act of God to ever get them out to benefit humanity. Anything you can imagine, we already know how to do.
Yeah, we had Jan Harzan on the show a number of months back, who was actually at that meeting.
He was there.
Yeah.
He was there.
Yeah, Jan was there. And he chased him down afterwards and tried to get more information.
Yeah, they had a chat with him. Yeah.
I found that a very, very interesting scenario. Of course, some people say that he was actually joking, trying to, you know, use some deadpan humor. But that's not what Harzan thought. He thought that he was being serious.
Occasionally, you get some leaks. You know, people talk about, why doesn't the president say something? Well, just over a year ago in Moscow, there was a television interview given by Dmitry Medvedev. He was former president, but he's prime minister now. And they swap positions. You know, Putin was prime minister at one stage. Now he's president. But this was following a television interview on December the 7th, 2012. A journalist interviewed Medvedev, supposedly off the air. At one point, the prime minister was asked if the president had been handed secret files on aliens when receiving the briefcase needed to activate Russia's nuclear arsenal. Along with the briefcase with nuclear codes, responded Medvedev, the president is given a special top-secret folder which in its entirety contains information about aliens who have visited our planet, and a report of the absolutely secret special service that exercises control over aliens on the territory of our country. I will not tell you how many of them are among us because it may cause panic. And that was, I'm not saying it was official. I don't think he thought it was being recorded. Some report stated that he was laughing as he said this, but he wasn't, because I've got the video, and he was absolutely dead serious when he revealed that information to the journalist, who had presumably a concealed microphone.
Right. I was always under the impression that he was just joking around about that, because didn't he come back out and say something similar a short time later after the story broke?
I'm not aware of that. It's quite possible he did, but I've got the video of that, or at least I did have. Unfortunately, my computer crashed about a month or so ago, and I'll get it back, but I don't know what's going to be lost on it. You know, quite a lot of stuff, I expect.
Well, if you live down the street, I'd help you. I have a friend who lives in your country who might.
All right.
There you go. I don't know. Hey, please tell our listeners where they can find more of what you do.
Well, I would say the best bet, if you go to my website, which is www.timothygood.co, that's .co.uk, and you can contact me at info@timothygood.co.uk. That's all lowercase. And for books, the best bet is always Amazon. My latest book was published in New York in October this year, but it's not available over in the United Kingdom, but it is obviously available to all and sundry via Amazon, Amazon UK and Amazon US.
Of course, Chris O'Brien's book, Stalking the Herd, a big, thick book about cattle mutilation, setting the record straight, is going to be out very soon now. He also has Oh, yeah. Well, I'll make sure Chris gets you an autographed copy, okay?
Oh, that would be fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. You see, I'm making decisions for Chris, so question me later.
Thanks, Gene.
Give you my best anyway.
Yes. My handler here.
Okay, speaking of being handled, you can handle us over at Twitter, where we're known as The Paracast. Visit our site, theparacast.com. Check our forums, forum.theparacast.com, or look at The Paracast Fan Club on Facebook. In fact, there are two of them there. Maybe we'll make them one someday if we figure out how. Tim Good, thanks for joining us this week on the PowerCast.
It's been my pleasure.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.